Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Strong Floor, No Ceiling, Building a New Foundation for the American Dream by Oliver B. Libby, is a forward-looking examination of what it now takes to build a stable, upwardly mobile life in the United States. Using the memorable idea of a strong floor and no ceiling, the book argues that a healthy society should guarantee basic security while still rewarding ambition, innovation, and hard work. It explores why many people feel the traditional American dream has become less attainable, and it connects those anxieties to practical questions about wages, housing, education, health costs, and opportunity. Rather than framing the debate as a choice between government support and personal responsibility, Libby treats them as complementary goals and emphasizes reforms that reduce fragility for families without limiting aspiration. The result is a civic-minded guide for readers who want to understand the pressures shaping modern life and consider constructive policies and cultural shifts that can rebuild confidence in the future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the American dream as security plus mobility, the book centers on a clear redefinition of the American dream. It is not only about reaching a higher income or status, but about having a reliable foundation that makes striving possible. The strong floor concept points to baseline conditions that protect people from catastrophic setbacks, such as a sudden illness, job loss, or housing shock. The no ceiling concept preserves the motivating promise that talent, discipline, and good choices can still produce exceptional outcomes. By pairing these ideas, Libby highlights how security and ambition work together rather than against each other. When the floor is weak, people take fewer productive risks, delay family decisions, avoid entrepreneurship, and become more vulnerable to predatory arrangements. When the ceiling is low, innovation slows and cynicism rises. This framing helps readers move beyond polarized arguments that treat any social support as discouraging effort or any market reward as unfair. It also invites a more practical test for proposals. Do they strengthen the floor without creating artificial caps on growth and achievement? In that sense, the book positions opportunity as a system design problem, not merely a personal virtue contest. Secondly, why the foundation feels fragile, costs, volatility, and uneven bargaining power. A major theme is the growing mismatch between common life goals and the financial and social volatility many households face. The book connects the sense of falling behind to structural pressures that have intensified over time, essential costs rising faster than many paychecks, unpredictable scheduling and income in parts of the labor market, and the way bargaining power can tilt toward institutions rather than individuals. Libby emphasizes that fragility is not only about poverty, it can affect working and middle-class families who are one emergency away from debt, disrupted schooling, or forced relocation. This topic also underscores how compounding burdens interact. Housing costs can dictate commute time, which affects childcare, which then affects job choice and mental bandwidth. Health expenses or student debt can delay savings, which reduces resilience when layoffs happen. The book uses this interconnected view to argue that rebuilding the dream requires tackling multiple pressure points that reinforce each other. The practical takeaway is to look for reforms that reduce volatility and raise predictability, because stability is what enables long-term planning, skill building, and investment in community and family. Thirdly, building the strong floor. Policies and institutions that reduce catastrophic risk, Libby explores what a stronger floor could look like in concrete terms, focusing on the idea that modern prosperity should not come with constant fear of ruin. This includes strengthening the systems that buffer families from shocks and help them recover quickly when setbacks occur. The book points readers toward the role of health affordability, accessible pathways to skills, and safety net designs that support work and mobility rather than trapping people in complicated cliffs. It also highlights the importance of administratively simple programs that are easier to navigate, since complexity often penalizes the people with the least time, money, or expertise. Another thread is the value of preventive investment. Stabilizing housing, supporting child well-being, and reducing avoidable financial penalties can be less costly than managing crises after they happen. Libby frames these measures as pro-opportunity rather than merely protective, because reduced risk enables people to pursue better jobs, relocate for advancement, start businesses, or take training without gambling their entire household. This topic encourages readers to judge reforms by their real-world effects on resilience, dignity, and the capacity for forward motion. Fourthly, protecting no ceiling, incentives, innovation, and fair pathways to outsized success. The no ceiling side of the framework addresses a different fear, that attempts to increase fairness might accidentally flatten ambition or weaken the incentives that drive innovation. Libby argues that a thriving society should keep room for exceptional achievement while ensuring that access to the starting line is broad. This means maintaining conditions where entrepreneurship, career advancement, and investment are rewarded, but where the routes to those rewards are not dominated by gatekeeping, insider networks, or geographic luck. The book examines how mobility is influenced by education quality, credential value, and the availability of apprenticeships and alternative pathways that do not require high debt or exclusive connections. It also considers how competition and transparency can improve opportunity, such as reducing opaque pricing, improving labor market information, and limiting practices that lock people into bad options. The key message is that strengthening the floor should make the ceiling more reachable by increasing the number of people who can take productive risks. In that design, aspiration is not restricted, it is expanded to more households and communities. Lastly, a new social contract, shared responsibility, civic trust, and local renewal, beyond economics, the book focuses on the social fabric needed to sustain the American dream. Libby treats trust as a form of infrastructure. When people believe the system is fair and responsive, they are more willing to invest in education, follow rules, pay taxes, and participate in community life. Conversely, when distrust grows, reforms become harder and polarization deepens. This topic looks at how a renewed social contract could align individual responsibility with institutional accountability. The book encourages readers to think about the roles of families, employers, schools, civic organizations, and government as overlapping supports rather than competing forces. It also highlights how place matters, since opportunity can depend heavily on local housing supply, transportation access, school quality, and job ecosystems. Rebuilding the dream, therefore, involves not only national policy, but also local problem-solving and a willingness to test what works. The strong floor and no ceiling metaphor becomes a civic blueprint. Protect basic dignity, reward contribution, and maintain credible pathways for people to improve their lives. The outcome Libby points toward is a society that feels less like a lottery and more like a promise. In conclusion, this book suits readers who feel the American dream is slipping away and want a clearer framework for diagnosing why. It is also valuable for students, policy-curious professionals, community leaders, and entrepreneurs who care about broad-based opportunity and want to think beyond partisan talking points. The strong floor, no ceiling model can benefit a reader's life because it clarifies what stability actually enables: better career choices, smarter risk-taking, stronger family planning, and more confidence in long-term goals. It helps readers evaluate ideas not by slogans, but by whether they reduce fragility while preserving incentives for growth and excellence. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on either safety nets or free market dynamics, Libby's approach is worth buying because it deliberately pairs the two and treats them as mutually reinforcing. The result is a practical lens for interpreting news, workplace pressures, and community debates, and for forming balanced opinions about reforms in housing, health, education, and work. Readers come away with a more coherent picture of what a renewed American dream could look like and why it matters. If you would like to support Oliver B. Libby, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.